نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تعالى في قران مجيد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما
Very quickly, there's something, an action that allows a person to attain Allah's nearness and qurb quickly. It delivers a person to paradise easily, takes him far from the hellfire, and it makes a person the beloved servant of Allah. What is that thing? What is that action? And that is, one is the khair, and the opposite is shar. So it's surprising to hear that shar, how can shar give all of these good things? Because shar always takes a person towards sin, and it takes him towards evil actions or disobedient actions, to disobey Allah, takes a person far from the obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All shar, all negative actions that person does. And Allah Ta'ala has created these two things. One is khair and one is shar. Now khair we are aware of a lot, but shar we do not realize or understand. And shar that I've just told you, that before and very much quicker than khair, it can introduce you and take you near to Allah on that condition, that if you are to understand and cure the shar. Otherwise the shar, it will take a person to the lowest pit of Jahannam, of hellfire. And shar, evil actions, it is a cause for Allah's extreme displeasure. But if shar, if a person understands it and cures it, then it becomes a very valuable thing indeed. So Allah Ta'ala has not created anything that is batil, that is without any use or benefit. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has created, it is definitely at some stage or other beneficial for the human being. And in fiqh, in jurisprudence, we see that, for example, if there is something, a plant that grows, and if it's poisonous, for example, and if it grows and a person touches it, it's not good for him, it can affect him negatively. But then on the opposite side, there's another plant, and if a person takes a plant and he then rubs that on his hands or body, it eliminates that poison from the other plant. So Allah Ta'ala has put benefit in everything. The shar, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created by Allah Ta'ala, then the makhluk, the creation at that time that was on the heavens, and the malaika, the angels, they were made of nur, of light. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he was created from the dust, the soil, clay. And where's the nur and where's the clay, the soil? And on top of that, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala also created the shar. So there was soil, clay and shar, sinful things, for example. And then Allah ordered everyone that prostrate to Adam. So prostration is done to he or something that is greater. So here Allah Ta'ala is ordering that this makhluk that I've made, this creation, it's created from soil, clay, and there's shar, also the capacity to do shar. And angels, there's no shar with them, they're just khair beyond khair. They're just doing sujood or tasbih or ruku, and they have no other duty or action. They don't even know what is shar. So here there was shar, and shar was not a good thing. So Shaitan, when he saw that, he stood back and he put his hands up and said, "Oh, this is too hard, this instruction." But the angels, even then, they had a bit of wisdom and understanding. They didn't say anything back, or they didn't reject. And they were a little bit surprised, but Allah Ta'ala has put this all in the Quran. We read this, but we don't understand it. What does this mean? So where does it all start from our whole life? It runs on this basis. This is our story. We started from this point and we'll end on this point. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, if we understand his event and story, then everything will be clear for us how to live our life. Because it wasn't by chance these events and incidents Allah created for us to learn from. So the angels, they said, "Ya Allah, that we are nurani with light and we obey you. We don't know about disobedience. And we are those who prostrate on your instruction. And here, this is a makhluk you've created from soil. And the shar, he has the capacity to do wrong. And then you're sending him onto the dirty place, which is the earth. And we are living in the heavens, and we live near your qurb. We look at Jannah. We see all the goodness. We're malaika. And different status and ranks. And this man is going to a dirty place, impure place, and you are asking us to prostrate to him." They're not rejecting, they're not denying, but they were just surprised and taken aback a bit. And Allah Ta'ala just said that you do not know what I know. So first point we learn here, that there's wisdom. The angels had wisdom, they had intellect and they had knowledge. It wasn't that they didn't have any knowledge or wisdom. But Allah Ta'ala, how did He tell them to be silent? Allah said, "What I know, you do not know." So the first dars that we've learned here, all of us, is that in the dunya, whatever Allah says I will do, do not reject it or criticize it. Do not criticize it. If I give you health or wealth or make you tall or short or make you poor or make you black or make you here or send you here or send you there or bring a storm, or if somebody dies, somebody becomes alive, somebody I grab hold of, somebody becomes poor, somebody's children start to die, or if somebody, for example, I give somebody a son or I give more daughters to somebody, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever denies this or criticizes this, Allah gives the first message that what I know, you do not know. So the makhluk, Allah says, the creation I've created, and you are surprised at the creation, and there's creation that is better than that, and even they were, you could say, didn't understand fully, that we see all the qualities in the human being, we don't see any quality that we should prostrate. We will prostrate. Why? Because Allah is our Rabb, and we can't disobey our Rabb. So Allah Ta'ala said that, stay silent, I'm giving you the message, and I'm giving the message for all the people to come, because my message is going to them, that what I know, you do not know. So every decision of mine, you'll have to continue to accept, you'll remain happy in the world and in the hereafter. Otherwise, you'll get stuck. You'll be destroyed. You will lose your way in the world. You will have no satisfaction, you will have no peace, you will stay in the trap. Why? Because your mind, your brain cannot understand even an atom's weight, what is my hikmah. Allah has given you your brain, you can use it in the dunya, learn technology, even these things, technology gains and promotion. Allah says, I've given this to you. Allah Ta'ala says, that do I not make people mad, mentally sick? And I can take the understanding away, the memory away. Allah says, I've created shara, I've created khair, I've created the jinnat, I've created everything, the universe. Allah says, I am the khalik, I am the malik, I am the owner, I am the creator. Who are you to think that whenever I desire, I can just take you again from the dust, and I can turn you to dust, Allah says. And if I want you to pass away, I can put you into the stomach of the whale in the sea. But even then, I'll take you out of there and call you back to myself. And these stories and incidents, Allah Ta'ala has shown in the Quran that look how I make people alive. And throw this person here, And for example, Allah says, when I call at the how, then the birds come flying to what I say. So Allah says, wherever you are, doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter, for example, somebody can die anywhere in the world, in the sea or in the water, anywhere in the world. Allah Ta'ala says, He will also rise up. Allah says, again, I will make you into a human being and I will put you standing in front of me. So don't say that, oh, he's died here or died there, he cannot go back to Allah. Allah says, I am the creator. So this is the initiation of the human being. So the angels, they went quiet. Back to the example. Allah says, stay silent, what I know, you do not know. And shar, what did Allah says? I'm making him my khalifa, sending him into the world, the human being. Yes? So where did Allah Ta'ala send? Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, first he sent him to Jannah. He didn't come into the dunya first, did he? This is also something to be surprised about. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah, you made him the khalifa of the world, and you said he's going to go and live in the world, but you sent him to paradise and said, eat, drink and enjoy yourself. Say subhanAllah. Do you understand these points? So tell me. So this is Allah's hikmah. Everything is according to Allah's hikmah. So what was this? What was the hikmah here? What was Allah's wisdom here? Allah says, where I send Adam, so he's not ready for that. He hasn't got ready for that fully. The real thing that he has to do there, that he hasn't started to practice to reach there, I've created him and I've explained that there are some sharhim. So amalan, practically that work will take place on Adam alayhi salam so that he can go and live in the world. Say subhanAllah. So this is a unique subject that I am sharing with you, presented to you. May Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala allows me to understand, instills into my mind, and I share with you. And if you like it, fine. If you don't, then fine. Say subhanAllah. So I benefit for sure. So look here. So Adam alayhi salam, Allah says that I make you the Khalifa on the earth, but I'm sending you to Jannah. Eat, drink, Jannah, this is your wife. But just do one action. La taqrabu, Allah says that do not go towards this shajarata. This was the story, wasn't it? That eat, drink, enjoy yourself. But one thing you need to do, this tree, this plant, don't go near to it. That's it. That's where the story started. So this all had to happen with us as well. This dunya, when we come to this world, so Allah Ta'ala will say that beware, don't drink alcohol, don't do zina, don't do adultery, don't steal, don't listen to music, don't do this, don't trim your beard, don't cut your beard, observe parda. Who is this for? From who are these orders? So Allah Ta'ala is saying, I showed that example first with Adam alayhi salam. La taqrabu shajrata, go eat, drink, I'll give you meat, I'll give you fruits, I'll give you the earth. And everything will grow out of the world, and there will be honey, and the chickens will give you eggs. And there will be no strike that the chicken will say, I will not give you the eggs. Yes? Has a chicken ever said, oh, I'm tired now. Oh, every day I have to give eggs. Every day eggs and eggs and eggs. What types of eggs, subhanAllah, that Allah Ta'ala has given to them? This egg and this egg. There's so many. We just used to hear when we were younger, this egg from this chicken, but so many variants today in species. I need this egg, I need this type of egg, this type of egg. This one costs this much, this one costs this much. Where is it coming from? One hen, one egg. Who's created it? Allah. And who is it serving? It's serving who? Adam, the children of Adam. Say subhanAllah. So just a small wasp, a small bee, that if it, for example, bites you and it'll make you swell that part of your body, and what's its task? Allah says, your task is that from inside you will come something. It'll be such a cure and so sweet. It'll be so brilliant that the good people in the world, they'll benefit from it. Allah says, so the bee, the honey bee is working. His hair is going there, he's giving honey here, and there are bottles there, they've been filled. There are businesses running bottles of honey and shifa, hada shifa, this is cure, this is cure. And such a small creature, the bee, and who is it serving? Us people, the useless people. Those people who run away from doing dhikrullah. What is dhikr? To praise your Lord, your Creator, to do hamd. Allah has given you one duty, just do one action. Oh, human beings, remember me in the morning and remember me in the evening. But we don't want to do it. We will run around, we don't want to do dhikr. But the honeybee, we want to eat it. The honeybee wants to eat its honey. We definitely want to eat the egg from the chicken. Yes? So until today, if you see that when the sacrifice comes, the time There are so many people that you will have gone on Hajj and maybe seen. There are so many sheep and then they're sacrificed. That after today, for example, you won't get any more sheep maybe. But there will be sheep even after that. There are different types of sheep and goats. We eat so much and do so much qurbani, we get tired. But the animals are still coming. Allah knows where they're coming from. So this is Allah, the Khaliq. And this is what Allah did only. That whatever I say to you, Allah says, all you have to do is that. Whatever I tell you not to do, don't do that. We say, no, we want to do what Allah's saying not to do. Why do we want to do that? Because we create the shahr. Why do you want to do? I want to do that action. We say that, don't we? That don't cut your beard. No, no, I want to cut my beard. Don't listen to music. No, no, music, I enjoy it. This is life and freedom. And everyone else in the world is promoting and advancing. We are going back. And the women observe parda. No, no, if we do parda, how will we progress in the world? People are advanced and we are left behind. Islam's kept us behind. We are destroyed. We're backward. What sort of religion is this? Astaghfirullah, subhanallah. Imagine. Imagine that Allah Ta'ala says, what I know, you do not know. Allah says, what I know, you do not know. Why did I order you about the beard? You don't know the benefits. Why did I order you to eat this meat and don't eat this? And if you eat meat, make it halal and eat it. Because Allah says, I know what are the benefits of what I'm telling you. Allah says, it's not a man-made person who's giving you orders and laws and principles to follow. That the actions you're doing in opposition to, directly you're stood in challenging your Khaliq, your Creator. One order's coming from Allah, do this, and you say, I don't want to do this. Even if it's a small order, or even if it's a big order, Allah Ta'ala's disobedience, my brothers, is not some big or small thing. How can we dare that even an atom's way, a dust particle's way, we reject Allah? No, openly we do it nowadays. Allah says that, don't do nakal of the people that are against me. فَتَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَوْمِنْهُمْ Allah says, how dare you imitate? Because I will raise you up in the hereafter in that form, in that appearance, in that libas, in that form. We say, no, no, we're forced to do it. Whether it's at home or the Kaaba, we don't want to follow the libas and wear the libas of your Mahbub. We want to wear the libas of those who are against you. Yes, that's what can we do? We have to do this. And where's this order coming from? Who's Rabb? Allah has given you honey. Allah has given you the wife. Allah has given you rizq and earnings and food. Me and you, do we think that from our efforts and struggles we are earning money? Tell me. Are we eating due to our resources and our hard work and effort? If today my hand was not to function, ask that person who's had a stroke, can he work? Person who has a stroke, can he use his legs? His feet? Doesn't it happen to people? Allah, that's why Allah Ta'ala has said that when you get up in the morning, then first and foremost be grateful to me, do my dhikr, that you have got up in a nice way. Allah says, I don't need your dhikr. There's so many angels on every square inch, square millimeter. There's no room that the angels are not present there. Then you think that you're doing dhikr, you're doing a favor to somebody. So Allah Ta'ala has told us the tariqah as well. That this is the tariqah I like to do my dhikr. In this way do my shukr, Allah says. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. Sabhu bukratun wasila. Morning and evening the tariqah I have to you. Do my dhikr in that way, remember me. We say no. We don't want to do that. We'll do what we want. And this is what Bani Israel did. The Yehudi, what did they do? Allah said, don't do this action. They said, no, we have to do this. In the week, don't do the fishing. And then they tried to play the game. And to do the fishing, they became monkeys and swine and animals. So where did the story start from? Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. La taqrabu shajrat, Allah said that don't go towards that tree, that plant, everything else you can enjoy in paradise. Then what happened after that? What happens to us? That Allah Ta'ala practically amalan demonstrates this. This will happen to you. Yeah, that was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Okay, we'll go to Jannah, the husband and wife enjoying. Then tak shaitan came immediately. It was nafs and shaitan, two enemies Allah Ta'ala has set free behind the human being. So who creates the shar? The evil nafs and shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala instilled them into Jannah. And the angels were amazed that the Khalifa, Allah has made him, Adam alayhi salam, the deputy. There's Jannah and paradise. And not one person will come to this paradise. That how many enemies he has for this against this man. That how will they worship Allah? How will they believe in Allah? That they will murder, they will fight, they will do evil actions. Allah, how will they come towards paradise with all this opposition? How will they control themselves and come to paradise? Allah wanted to demonstrate this. So we are sat in the masjid, aren't we? Say subhanAllah. We're sat here. Yeah, in this country, Allah has brought us to the masjid. Yes, so hasn't Allah Ta'ala made us wear the libas of His Mahbub? Could we have done this before? And haven't we got the imam on our heads? Haven't we? Allah Ta'ala put this on our heads, isn't it? Who is this? Look at this. This is a different types of earth. Every person is listening. In different places, rain is falling. And do plants grow in all places? No, the plants grow where the earth, the soil is fertile, and then the good plants grow there. So those people whose hearts were tender and soft, they immediately wore the imamas. Where? So the fertile earth, the sign Allah is saying, that such qulub, this is Quran, such hearts, that they're harder than the boulders and the rocks. When you explain to them, just like the water, for example, when it comes onto the earth and it makes the soil infertile, it makes them tender. Same way the hearts, when they hear the Quran, the hadith, and they start to absorb it and their hearts become soft, they do amal on it. And what they heard before, the last Thursday, and that person, mashallah, he's changed his face. So what types of hearts are these? Say subhanAllah. That person, otherwise they've got hard hearts like rocks, and you put the water on it and it doesn't melt. Oh no, no, it's too hard. We can't do this. We can't practice this. That's the different way. SubhanAllah. So the earth is the same. But what's the difference here is that it's hard, it's barren, and there's no effect of the Quran and Hadith. Oh no, no, everything's fine, I'm okay, just don't tell me what to do, this is enough, this is not necessary. Allah has said everything to us, but we don't want to accept. So Allah said, don't go towards this plant, this tree. So amlan, practically Allah is showing that this is what will happen to you in the dunya. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, great prophet of Allah. Great Prophet of Allah, he had ilm in Quran and dhikr. We have people today who people have ilm and knowledge. People who read Quran, do dhikr, sit in the khankas. Don't they know about their sins? Nafs attacks a person. Shaitan attacks a person. Nobody apart from the prophets, no man can be saved from sin. Remember this. No man can be saved from shar. In everyone Allah Ta'ala has created shar. In everybody. Nobody can be saved from the shar. Allah Ta'ala has created this. Apart from the prophets who are innocent. Otherwise, there's no other wali, ghawth, kutub, whoever it is, nobody is there who can be saved from the shirk. And the greatest people were the sahaba ikram. But even there, they were shirk. It's present. It's around. Then, so how? Because shaitan and nafs are present. So how does it attack? That when a person is sat and he's done dhikr, he's done good actions, and he thinks he's pious. And who comes then? The two enemies of ours, nafs and shaitan. Never fall into the trap that I'm confident now, I'm strong. Nothing can affect me. Never fall into this deception. Never fall into this trap. Because big people who are pious and have a high status and rank, shaitan doesn't leave them. Even Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, for example, he's in Jannah, Allah created them. There's nobody there, he has the environment, everything is there. But one look at the action that took place, how shaitan attacks, who came? Shaitan came. And he instilled the waswasa. Allah said that this is what will happen to you. And you won't realize. Whilst you're walking, you'll slip. You'll fall into the trap and you'll pray salah and then you'll go in reverse gear. And you'll be a dhakir and you'll go in reverse gear. You'll be learn Quran so much and you'll go into reverse gear. It'll make you go to the back. Big, big high status, shaitan drags a person down from the uruj. Khawf, fear of Allah. So shaitan came, he created the whispering. The whispering, I'm telling you the Quran, the story that isn't mentioned in the Quran. We keep on reading this. So he did waswasa. Shaitan, what does he do in our heart? So who instills the waswasa? The negative whispers, the evil whispers. Who created it? Shaitan. Oh, it's okay. You can watch the TV. It doesn't make a difference. Oh, just look at these naked pictures today. It's too late now. I haven't seen this for a long time. Then he takes you beyond. Oh, we can do this as well. What difference does it make? Who makes us do this? Who influences us? Shaitan. Because he started from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, then all of his children, he does the same. He influences them to do the same. Allah Ta'ala said, refrain from this. Don't, the ghair mahram men and women, don't go in front of each other. No, no, she's my sister, and she's my cousin's sister, and he's my uncle's son, and there's no parda from him. I don't need to do parda. And then that story, it takes place. Shaitan, he whispers into their hearts, into their ears, and slowly, slowly, thousands of evils, homes are destroyed. In your house, if you bring a ghair mahram, a man, and you don't make him do parda from your wife, then you won't even know how the zina will take place after that, the destruction in the home. Why? Because shaitan, Allah shows the star. The shaitan whispers, the evil whisper, he can take Adam alayhi salam out of Jannah. Then remember, all the sins that you will commit, shaitan will enable you to do them. Whispers, how do you get saved? The order Allah Ta'ala has given, stick to the order of Allah to be saved from shaitan. Don't use your brain and your wisdom. This hukum's this. Why did it like this? Why not in this country? We can do this. Why is this like this? Allah says, then he's gone. He's lost out, that person. So where's it come from? It's come from Allah. Amanna wa saddaqna. Allah, you have heard. You said, we have heard and obeyed. That's it. Who gave the order? We ask. Allah gave the order. Okay, that's it. End of story. That's it. Alhamdulillah, we say. We're satisfied. So this is called Islam. Don't follow your desires and leave Allah Ta'ala's deen. A person, so Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he was whispered, the whispering of shaitan. He said, eat this, it doesn't make a difference. He said, I know very well this tree, you don't know about Jannah, I'm the master. He was the master of Jannah, wasn't he? Paradise. He was an alim, he was a scholar, but he wasn't an arif, he wasn't aware. Yes, no, he was an arif as well, but he wasn't an ashik. He wasn't an ashik. Was the ashik? It doesn't matter what happens, that if you have the ishq and you have nothing else, no ilm, no arif, nothing, then you'll still pass. Because the other person is hesitating, shall I do it? No, but the ashik says, just do it, doesn't matter, we'll see afterwards what happens. So Hawa was sat there as well, and shaitan influenced them, and they explained it, that she also gave a bit of advice. So this also principle we learned, that sometimes the women, they also give the negative advice. So a person can only be saved one way, that what is the sharia saying? Don't listen to too much mashwara. Oh, it's okay, eat it, we'll see what difference. It's only a few leaves, isn't it? He's saying this, okay, what's the benefit? He said the benefit is that you'll never die forever, you'll be in Jannah, otherwise death will come to you, shaitan said. What does he say to us? Oh, how dare you, if you don't take interest, then your business will not run, you foolish man. You'll never be successful in the world. If you take this libas off, this attire off, nobody will like you. If you keep the beard, no, you can't get married, you won't find a partner, you won't get the visa for that country. Everyone's going to laugh at you. Who told you this? Allahu Akbar, waswasa shaitan. Don't keep the fast, shaitan says, you'll be weak. You'll get fragile. Don't do this action. Every action Allah is ordering us to do, shaitan says, don't do this, otherwise this will happen. Who? The waswasa of shaitan, evil whispering of shaitan. Allah has explained that this is what shaitan did to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So what does this mean? The meaning is this, is that if you want a long life, you want to enjoy yourself, shaitan said to Adam alayhi salam, Allah just said it for a small reason, it's nothing special, it's just for your benefit, but if you want a long, he didn't want you to have a lengthy life so you get distressed. Look at the tactics of shaitan, how he deceives a person. What did he do? He said, okay, let's eat this. So he broke that part, and Allah Ta'ala said, don't go near that tree. So here, we should suddenly understand and tie the knot on this story and make a true promise that never, never will we listen to the waswas of shaitan, because this is what he did to our father and he wants to send us to hell. We will do that action that Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have told us to do. So from today, keep thinking this. Today is the month of Rajab, first night of Jummah of Rajab, and this is the barakah of dhikr, that today on the night of Jummah, the first night of Jummah in Rajab, and we're getting it with the dhikr of Allah. So we should be extremely fortunate this barakah month, and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has done a dua that Allah put barakah in Rajab and in Shaban so that we can arrive easily to Ramadan. Yes, remember this, in Rajab and Shaban the dua balig illa Ramadan. So we do this dua, don't we? So this is that month. And this month Allah Ta'ala has given us such a great method that we just accept this so our Ramadan can pass easily. So today make a decision. Whatever we are doing to follow our nafs, and a person, Allah saying, is a highest status action that follow my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, this will happen. If you do this sunnah, this will happen. And we say that from today we will undo that amal, the action that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam demonstrated to us and advised us to do. We promise this in Rajab. Do we promise this in Rajab? Yes, good. Inshallah. Whatever Rasulullah has advised us to do, after today we will not reject. This is our nafs, and it's shaitan who has deviated us, and he is the one who deceived Adam alayhi salam. We won't do that. That soon as he did the action, then disobedience is disobedience. Allah said, then there's punishment. So practically Allah is demonstrating that this will happen in the dunya. The soon as disobedience happened, then the punishment happened. First Allah Ta'ala took the labas off, the clothes. When a person does disobedience, first Allah Ta'ala eliminates his darajat, his rank. Allah eliminates his nur. Allah eliminates his barakat, his blessings. And from the high rank status, when he drops down, like just like from the heavens to the earth. So when a person disobeys Allah, that's the consequences. Remember these points of mine that I'm telling you. So whenever an individual, a human being, he disobeys Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time his position is just like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam before, and just like his clothes were taken off Jannah and he was naked. And then they're running around, Allah, how should we hide our shame? It's time from this plant, using this plant. But when a person commits the sins and disobeys Allah, the man and the woman, then in his life he's exposed in the dunya. Tell me, is this life the life we want? Barakat go, rahma go, mercies go. Every goodness disappears due to one disobedience. Tell me, how many acts of disobedience do we do on a regular basis? So brothers, at least we should think for a few moments, what am I doing? Who am I making happy? Who am I pleasing? Whose saliva just prayed? Who am I going to go back to after I pass away? With Allah's displeasure, I'm going to go into His court? Yes, He'll ask me two questions. Man rabbukum man rasuluka? When I die, tell me that did you obey me? Did you implement the sunnah of my Habib? And when we're asked these both things and we don't have any of these, Allah will say, pick him up and throw him into hellfire and beat him. And anything else he's brought with him, I have no need for these actions of his, Allah will say. That's it. We have to do our actions based on these principles. Whatever issues come, problems come, obstacles come, hell come, just make one standard in life. One standard. The same standard of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. I won't follow the waswasa, the evil whispers. If I die hungry, I will. But a person won't die hungry. That will Allah Ta'ala allow his believer to die hungry? Allah will give difficulties, distress, just as a test. Allah says that I have announced in the Quran that if I want to elevate somebody's status in the hereafter, I give him tests in the world. I don't take the test from my enemies, Allah says. We say, oh, they've promoted, they've advanced in the world, they're happy, look at their mal, look at their wealth. Who are those people who talk like this? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Think about it. Who talks like this? The weak people. This is against the Quran. Those people speak like this in a negative way. That those people who are against Allah, they start thinking that they're great people. And they start criticizing Allah. That it's not like this, Allah. Why should we do this? Why not like they? Don't you read the verses in the Quran, Allah says? That whoever I want to, I give the tests and the hurdles. And I don't give that to those people against me. Always to those who are beloved to me, Allah says, I give them tests and distress and difficulty in the world to elevate their status. So in the world, when you're practicing, Allah gives you tawfiq to practice, and you see the hurdles start to come in your life, and there's quarrels and disputes, then you can say, my time has come, my test. I'm not going to leave this action. Doesn't matter what happens, but I'm prepared to sacrifice because my time has come. The Allah Ta'ala has selected me. He's happy with me, and He's given me promotion in the deen. We think negatively, though, I started doing good actions and difficulties have come. And before, we were okay before. Why is it we started to practice the deen? And we should have got advance in our business and promotion in our business and at home. We've got problems, we say. We criticize. Subhanallah. So if you want to ask, then subhanallah, look at the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. As a Fatima Tuzara radiallahu anha, look in her house, just glimpse. Look at, glance into the home, look at their condition. She's the daughter of who? The Nabi, the Prophet, the beloved daughter. And look at her beloved home. And this wasn't here, the story didn't end here. Look at the Karbala, the plain of Karbala, how they went through the trials and the tests. The grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who was happy at that time? Yazid looked happy at that time, didn't he? And whose kingdom was it? Yazid. Whose rulership was it? Yazid. Whose orders were obeyed? Yazid. Who had the palaces? Yazid. And people submitted in front of him, bowed in front of him. And where was Hazrat Hussein? He was in the desert, on the sand. He was being punished. So who was Afzal at that time? Allah says, these people, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْمٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ. Allah says, practically I'm demonstrating to you that due to fear of Allah and hunger and poverty, I'll test you. But be Hussein, don't be Yazid at that time. SubhanAllah. We prefer the Yazidi people. Look at them, they're advanced in the world. They've gone so far beyond us and high. There's no high and low. Look at this point. That how much are these people loving Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's standing, sitting. How much does it impersonate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much does he bear through the difficulties and he goes towards Allah ta'ala's orders? He doesn't talk about stepping back. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, given the punishment, then Allah says, now your time has come to go into the dunya. So now do you understand my hikmah? The amlan Allah wanted to demonstrate practically that with your awlad this will happen, they will go into the world. Nafs and shaitan will do this action and what they've done to you, Adam. Do you understand? He said, gee Allah, I've understood. So has your preparation taken place? Now I send you down, but now I'll also tell you the cure so you can explain to your children the cure. That when these situations arise, shaitan enables you or influences you to commit sin. You become a zani, an adulterer, or you consume interest, or you become a thief, or you are a person who doesn't practice the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your appearance and all your lifestyle changes, and you start to imitate those who are opposed to Allah. But you are a person who is a believer, you believe in Allah. Listen here, what a bad position for that person he must be in at that time. What a dangerous position he's in. And has he got any place he can go to for refuge? Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, did he have any place for refuge? Could he be saved at that time? But Allah opened a path for him. That from this shar, I will elevate your status to the highest, subhanAllah. So he went towards shar, you selected shar, the wrong, and see from this wrong what I will make you. Allah says that if your children do the same, then doesn't matter, even if there are thousands of sins, and even if the gap between the heavens and the earth is filled with sins, but your Rabb will draw his servant close to him on this basis. Allah, what is that basis? Allah gave him the kalima, Rabbana dhalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. That Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and he's got the leaves wrapped around him, he's been expelled from Jannah. Hawa is crying, where's Jannah? Where are they in the dunya? And they've taken, sent out of heaven into the world, all with their children. And their children, that's why we came to this world. We are Jannati originally. We are originally Jannati people. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he was there. If he was there, we'd be there, wouldn't we? Still, mashallah. But what did Allah say? That your children, when they do these actions and they get to the position of wrong, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah says, you recite as well. Yes, Allah, I will recite this. Adam alayhi salam, Allah's Nabi started to recite this. As Adam alayhi salam, رَبَّنَا أَوَ اللَّهِ. Was he saying? That there was regret and remorse first. First is regret, remorse. Bad feeling, oh no, all the dhulam, I've oppressed myself, I've disobeyed my Rabb, this is called regret. That individual, whoever commits a sin, does zina or steals, whatever he's done before dying, if the individual has remorse and regret inside him, the yar, I've done actions against my Rabb. That Allah said, don't take interest, and I used to earn riba. Allah said, don't do adultery, and I used to do zina and music and singing. Whoever has the shame inside him, first principle, first condition, this is called regret. Rabbana zalamna, that Allah did zulm on myself, I disobeyed Allah, I kept on disobeying and disobeying. So he accepts, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana. And then what does he do? Raju ila Allah, he turns to Allah, Allah forgive me, I'm finished, Allah, I'm a goner. Allah, when the regret comes, then the individual runs to Allah, isn't it? Allah, what is it I've done? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِلَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, save me, Allah, save me. Only you is the person, the one who can save me. Where can I go? Allah, forgive my sins. Allahu Akbar. So this is called regret, remorse, turning to Allah and asking Allah forgiveness. What is this all called? One word, tawbah. Repentance. This is the definition of tawbah. The meaning of tawbah. So Allah Ta'ala gave this reward, a great reward to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that go down to the earth, you ask for tawbah, ask for repentance, and then Allah will send His rahmah unto you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi wa tawbatan nasuha. Asa rabbakum ay yaghfirakum ankum sayyatikum wa yadkhulul jannata. Allah Ta'ala says. The whole verse in the Quran, this is. O people of belief, when you commit the sins, don't fear, don't get scared. Don't get scared. It will take you, yes, straight to hell. Doesn't matter how many sins you commit, but one action definitely do after committing a sin. Tubu ila Allah, tawbatan nasuh. Immediately turn back to your Lord Allah and ask for forgiveness. Start asking for forgiveness. Doesn't matter how big a sin it is that you committed. Doesn't matter how big a sin it is. Tubu ila Allah, turn to your Lord. Run to your Lord. Asa Rabbakum. And then have total hope in your Creator, because Allah is the one who forgives the most. Asa Rabbakum. Ayyukfirukum. All of your sins, sayyadukum, all of your wrongdoings, Allah Ta'ala will wipe them away, eliminate all of them. And all the sins that you did commit, so many sins you did commit, what does Allah say? Yadkhulul Jannata, Allah says that I will enter you into paradise. And what will be in paradise? There's the rewards will be so vast that you, a person who committed adultery, zina, you stole and committed theft and you did tawbah, and look at the rewards I'll give to you, Allah says. So tawbah, my brothers, is a fantastic action Allah has given to us. Otherwise, where would we go without tawbah? Habib Ajmi, I remember his story. He was a great wali of Allah, pious elder, pious predecessor. You will have heard his name. He was a pious elder. Was he a wala by birth? No wali Allah is by birth. Everyone has to pass a process, pass through a process. Remember this. There's no stamp on the head or from above that he's a wali Allah. That this person's from this tribe or from these people from this tribe. Habib Ajmi, that he was a person, he was such a great wali of Allah in the history of Islam, that I'll tell you one or two events about his life. That was he a wali from birth? No, he was a thief. He used to consume haram. He used to commit sins. And interest and riba, used to give loans to people, then take the loans back with interest on top. You know what riba is? Riba is such a big sin. Dirty actions he was immersed in. But Allah Ta'ala, he gave him the time for him came to turn. So it's not that we don't have the tariqah, the method. It's not that Allah will send angels to our homes. Can you do tawbah today, please? No, Allah says the tariqah has come to you. The words I'm telling you. So Allah Ta'ala is delivering the message to you today how to do tawbah. I haven't invited you here. Allah Ta'ala has invited you. Say subhanAllah. Did I invite you here? I don't even know many of you here. I just come and sit to my own. Today's Thursday night. Come on, let's go and do dhikrullah. Do I know who's coming, not coming? Who's attended? Who listens? Who doesn't listen? I don't know. But only that person comes who Allah Ta'ala wants to bring to the good path. A wasteful person won't come to these gatherings. I'll tell you the truth. It's a selection of Allah who Allah Ta'ala selects and invites and brings to this majlis. Allah says, I push them towards that gathering. So very valuable words are shared in this gathering. So today Allah Ta'ala is sharing with us the subject of tawbah, repentance, that how do people's destinies and fortunes change for the better. Never be scared in life. When the message comes to you, then embrace that message. Don't leave it, because you might not get a chance again. Remember this. You might not get a second chance. Oh, I'll do tawbah another day. There might not be another day. If Allah has invited you, seated you, Allah is explaining to you. Allah is explaining to us, not me. Me and you, Allah Ta'ala is explaining to all of us. I'm reading the Quran. It's not the Gita that we're discussing here today. It's the Quran. Allah's Kitab. So Habib Ajmi, listen to this. He was a big sinner. Big sinner. Evildoer. At that time. And he went to claim interest from somebody. He went to insist on the interest. And the woman said that, I've got nothing on me. He said, I want it now. You have taken my loan. I want the loan back and I want interest. And she said, I've got nothing at home. And she said, some meat came to our house. And that meat, we have eaten it, consumed it. And there's just a little part of the goat left. And she started crying. My husband's not here. I'm sat here on my own. There's nothing. He said, go and give me that city of the goat. Because when a person goes towards haram and he's disobedient to Allah, then his heart is hard like a rock. So a person who disobeys Allah, how can he be softened? How can he be tender? Question doesn't arise. There's no humanity in him. There's no akhlaq, no conduct, no manners, nothing. So he demanded. He was so hard in his heart. He said, just give me that part of the goat. And he took it. He took it home. He said to his wife, here, cook this from the goat city. So his poor soul wife, she was pious. She said, how can I make this city? There's no wood. There's no flour. How will I give you bread? I'm telling you the story of a big wali of Allah eventually. Rahmatullah alayhi. And now he's Rahmatullah alayhi. He said, there's nothing, there's no firewood, There's no flower? He said, okay, the other person I gave a loan to, let me grab from that person, he said. So he went to another person who he gave a loan to, and he went to reclaim his money and interest. He took the wood from there, he took flour from there. He said, hey, make the food now. Then that woman, his wife, started to make the bread and the salan and the curry, and then a fakir came. A poor man, he called out, oh, give me something in the name of Allah. He said, how dare you call out? This is our eating time, you've come to ask for food. Get out of it, be gone with you, he said. So his wife, and she shook at that time, that this man, what is this man, my husband? And in reality this happens, are you not seeing today in the world? Are you not seeing in the world today, in our countries, look in our countries, what's happening? Dhulam, extreme oppression. A person's hair stand on end, we hear the stories, that can a human being do this? Can a human being do this to himself and other people? Can this also be a human being? We hear stories in our own countries. Yes, why? Because the person who disobeys Allah, then Allah makes him devoid of everything and he runs around like a dog in the world. Do tawbah, my brothers. Allah's doors have opened. So he, Ajab, and he said, go, leave here. He said to his wife, leave. And the fakir, he left the door, and then his wife, when she put her hand into the pot to bring out the curry, it became blood at that time. Turned to blood. He said, come here. She said, come here, O man who consumes interest, O hard-hearted man, come and look in our saucepan. What is this curry? When he looked and there was blood in there, the food had disappeared. And she said, here, now eat the blood. So his time had come. Yet iman, then his time had come. Because Allah gives tawbah to such people, and some people have to get tawbah just like you are hearing here, like you are listening today. So which method do you want? Do you want that method of the story we're hearing, Habib Ajmi? Or do you want Allah, like He's explaining how beautifully He's called you to Isha, to Dhikr? Allah's explaining to you the story of tawbah before Ramadan. So will we do tawbah? Inshallah, yes. Don't leave here without tawbah. Those who are listening in the world, far and wide, men and women, today do tawbah. Allah has explained today a special subject of tawbah. Today, if you leave without tawbah, you'll be lost. You won't get Ramadan, you won't get Shaban, you'll get nothing at all, I tell you. They're all dramas, tarawih will come, this and that, sitting upstairs, downstairs, all of these Quran, khatam, this and that. All your actions will be a waste until and unless you do tawbah, I tell you openly and honestly. Beautiful opportunity Allah has given us, nasiha of tawbah today. And no man is there who is not in need of tawbah today. Yes, apart from the Nabi, the prophets of Allah. Imamul Anbiya, on every sitting, he used to read Astaghfar 100 times. The Prophet of Allah, he taught us, educated us. The Prophet, did he need to recite Astaghfar? He had no need to recite Astaghfirullah. Did he? Tell me, he had no need at all. But he demonstrated and taught us education that is so important, Astaghfirullah. SubhanAllah. So then, he saw this, his time had come, Allah selected him. This is how Allah delivered tawbah to Mullah. Allah saves the people of iman, that Allah wanted him to be saved, but sometimes with love and affection, and those who have a hard heart, then Allah with the beating, or strictly. So may Allah forgive us, may Allah not give us that example so that we do tawbah, and may Allah affectionately bring us towards tawbah. That's why I said, sit with the wali of Allah, and listen to his beloved words, and very quickly you'll get the nasiha and understanding. Otherwise, maybe some police inspector will come and explain to you. You'll commit a sin, you'll do a crime, or a child, or you'll run to wali, oh, do dua for us, my son's been in prison, or I've been in prison or arrested. Is that the time to do tawbah, or is it today when you sit in the masjid and somebody, a friend of Allah explains to you? So do tawbah today, inshallah. Today you have the opportunity, in Rajab this month, I will enable you to do tawbah, and see what happens after tawbah. So Ajmi, who had mountains of sins to his name, he saw that the curry, that his food has become, started to become blood, so he started to shake. So what did he remember at that time? Who did he remember at that time? Not Allah. You'll say Allah. He remembered the friend of Allah at that time. Yes, he remembered the friend of Allah. He went out of his house. He said, where's Hassan Basri? Where's Hassan Basri? He lived in the era of Hassan Basri. Imam Shafi was alive. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was alive at that time. He ran. He said, where's Hassan Basri? He didn't say, Allah, Allah, save me. He went to look for the wali Allah, the sheikh. Not that he couldn't find Allah, but he was so ashamed from Allah that this is so bad situation. And I need a wasila, Allah, I need a means that can influence me towards you. So it's not that he didn't need to shout straight to Allah or he couldn't go direct to Allah. No, it's not the case. But he was so ashamed. Just like, for example, you commit a crime, you do wrong to someone, you go to someone first, person X, and say, brother, can you intercede on my behalf and ask for that person to forgive me? For example, you disobeyed your mother or your father, you go and say, Khala, can you ask my mom to forgive me? I can't go direct to my mom or dad. I'm so ashamed. Isn't this the case in the world? So this is the case also with Allah. It's not the case that we can't ask directly to Allah. But run to the wasila, because I'm so ashamed, I will ask him to raise his hands, that maybe due to his dua, Allah will be merciful unto me. This is that what that means. So where did he run to? Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi. Because the walis of Allah, they are already soft and tender. So he, Hazrat Hassan Basri, he knew that, he said, when he came, he said, you know, Ajmi, now come close to me, son, close to me. Come and embrace me. So when he took his hand, he took the hand of Hassan Basri, when the hand comes into the hand, then the direction of the wind changes, subhanallah, and my life became sahal, easy, when the hand of the wali comes into the hand of the student. So he took, when the child took the hand, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, his life changed, he became a sheikh. And when Ajmi is coming back, and he was upset, that when he's looking for the wali, and the way the children were playing, the children were playing, when they saw him, oh, he is the interest consumer, the thief. They're saying he's the thief, thief. They're calling, you know, when there's a thief in the world, they say, oh, he's a thief, he's a thief. You know, say, oh, he's a thief, he takes money from people. So the children said, oh, he's a sudkhor, he consumes interest, he's a thief. We don't want his shade to come near us, that we don't want to fall into his shade. They said in the alleyway, in the street, save yourself, run away from him, from this thief. Subhanallah, he was going to do tawbah, and he heard these words of the children on the way, and he went to Hassan Basri, and he cried. And he took the hand of the sheikh and he did tawbah. And he did, Hassan Basri enabled him to do tawbah. Then he embraced. And he said, my dunya suddenly fluctuated from here to there. It transformed within a second it takes when you do tawbah. It's such a power. Such a power. Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu tubu ila Allahi wa tawbatan nasuh. When Allah is saying to a person, then it doesn't take time. There's no delay. You just come now, take the hand of the sheikh. Immediate tawbah. Immediate transformation. So what is tawbah? How can I say to you how it affects a person suddenly? He was in a Sayyid, he was in Farooq, he was a Sadiq, he was nothing. He was just an Ajami. He was a thief. He was a sinful person. And can you now say that tawbah doesn't take effect? But he took the principle of Allah, that tawbah is such a thing, that elevate a person to the highest level. So he went. And he now, he's Habib Ajmi. Before he became Habib, then what is he Habib afterwards? He became Mudzala Ali. High level Damat Barakatuhum. He left that gathering. Soon as he left, those same children who were playing, immediately they made noise. Oh, the Wali Allah is coming, the friend of Allah is coming. He looks so beautiful, so handsome. Come close to him, get the barakah from him, get the barakah from him. Imagine when Ajmi heard this, I'm telling you 100%, when he heard this, immediately he fell into prostration, he cried, Allah, he said. So quickly, so suddenly a human being's life is transformed, and people's tongues, so quickly you change their opinions about me. You are so merciful, Allah. And the man who stood in hell, I was wretched and cursed, within a second, Allah, from those same tongues you've made them say good about me. So quickly, the true tawbah, do it and see the effect. So then waswasa of shaitan will come to your heart. Oh, you took the tawbah, the hand of Hazrat Sahib. You haven't become a wali Allah. You're a madman, my brothers. Do tawbah tan nasu, Allah Ta'ala says. Tawbah tan nasu, when you do it, when you leave the sins, then you should not again go towards the sin. When you leave haram, then don't go towards the haram again. And then when it comes, if then the effect of Ajmi doesn't take place, then come and grab the hand of the sheikh and complain. Now how can it be when your sheikh takes the promises from you, enables you to do tawbah? The Quran says this. Ya ayyuhan nabi idha ja'aka al-mu'minat. That, oh my nabi, when the believing women come to you, when the believing women and men, when they come to you, what should you do? Yubayanka. Then give them the bayah. Give them the pledge of allegiance. And who will give the pledge of allegiance? The Nabi. This is a ta'lim education in the Quran, that this is how they will pledge allegiance to you. And just like the Sheikh now, they do the same with the Muslims of this era, in this day and age. This is Quran. Then what should you do? Oh my Nabi, when the believing men and women come to you, then give them the pledge of allegiance and ask them to accept some promises. So when your Sheikh tells you to do some promises, don't do this, don't do this, don't, even if your life goes, but don't do those actions. Yeah? then you have to do this, and don't do this. So we have to commit to some promises. And this is tawbah, and that's why people don't do tawbah. Yaar, if I do tawbah, then I have to do these actions, O servant of Allah. He's not asking you to serve Him personally. He's just telling you that what was lacking in your life in obedience to Allah, you have to fulfill that. So He's helping you, the teacher, the sheikh. So if you want to just follow your opinions and desires, then why have you gone towards the teacher, the sheikh? If you take the sheikh's hands, then whose decision is it? Then whose choice is it? Whose preference is it? Not yours, it's the sheikh's preference after that, isn't it? That, for example, you have a big business and you're running it with interest, and sheikh says, no, you've come to take my hand, you have to leave the interest. Oh, I'll leave it now. End of story. He says, I'll leave, and he throws it away. No, it's too hard to leave interest, but give me bayah. I am an ashik of Rasul. I'll go to big conferences. I hear the nasheeds and I know how to cry as well, but I can't leave the interest. Now tell me, what's the point of crying? What's the point of those conferences and those gatherings? What are all those words and those speeches? This is called drama. My brothers, this is called drama. And those people, you go to their gatherings on their nasheeds, oh, I start to cry, my heart feels soft. When he reads nasheed, I feel so good, I start to cry, and I feel like I'm in Medina. These are the wasabis of shaitan that makes him strong on his sin. When you stand on Sharia, not once, even if you don't cry, even if you don't listen to nasheeds, even if nothing's happened to you, I swear by Allah, you're on the highest maqam at that time. Highest maqam. So this is what the Sharia is, this is what the Sunnah is, the highest level of practice. And shaitan instills these things into you so that you stay on the sin, so you don't leave this. No, I'm an ashik, I'm a lover, I feel so nice. What sort of ashik have you? By leaving Sunnah you think you're an ashik? By opposing Rasulullah you think you're an ashik? By practicing against his Sunnah you think you're an ashik? How can you speak like this? What sort of nonsense is this? This is shaitani waswasa. And these are the waswasa that shaitan said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and then he was sent down to the earth. So one thing asked, that did Rasulullah order this to do us to do this action? So why am I doing this if he didn't order us? If he told us not to do it, why am I doing it? Why do you wear mama? I wear mama because the Prophet of Allah says, do this. This is my crown, subhanallah. This is my crown on my head. And I pray Jummah with the Imam on the Prophet ﷺ said this. And every color of Imamah, red and green and yellow and white, different colors, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, I like all the colors, but I like and prefer most white color. White color. No, we don't want to do this. Oh, wear yellow cap and a black cap and your own preference, subhanAllah. Say subhanAllah. And what does he believe in? He wants asking Allah for Jannah. Paradise. Why? A person who worships his nafs will never go to paradise. قَدْ أَفْلَمَ هَنْ تَزَكَّى. When you crush your desires, then you will earn paradise. And how do you crush the desires? The desires are only crushed by one action. What is that? The nafs, the desires, put it on one scale, and on the other scale put the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The nafs is only killed via the practice on the sunnah. The nafs. If you practice the sunnah, you will cool down the nafs straight away. Yes, so Habib Ajmi, he says, so quickly Allah, you transform my life after tawbah. Yes, and every man who does tawbah and sit in the masjid on the night of Jummah, I swear by Allah and Rajab, everyone who does tawbah, immediately he will become a waliyal and the highest rank and status, just like he arrived to that status. Dunya, immediately the people of the world will start to respect him. Within that same second, the dunya starts to respect him. Wallah, I swear by Allah, I tell you, the true respect will come when you do real tawbah. Ya ayyuhalladhi amanu tawbatan nasu, Allah says, no tubu ilalahi tawbatan nasu, the proper tawbah, and don't turn back from that. So do you want dunya for a few days, or do you want the real success? What do you want? Do tawbah and become the slave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it. That's one standard we have, one role model. What is that? That how did the Prophet wake up? How did he eat? How did he drink? How did he walk? How did he sit? How did he wear? What did he like more? What did he not like? What color did he like? What was his style of eating? Was his style of walking, of smiling? How did he wear the shoes? How did he go into the toilet? How did he come out of the toilet? How did he use to drink water? That's it. One, every single action of life, A to Z, start to follow the Prophet. Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. I start to love you. Allah says, we don't want this. We want to follow our desires, but we want to become ashiks, because I want to hear the naats and the nasheeds and go on conferences and marches, and I'll do this and I'll do that, and I've given so much money for the food and the masjid. Sadqe Jawa, I love you so much. Allah says, that very quickly you've earned Jannah, my brother. MashaAllah, you're such a good Muslim. So you don't dislike what I'm saying today, do you? You don't dislike what I'm saying. That, mashallah, at least I can say that I like what I'm saying. At least I can say, I haven't come here to get sidekicks and sidekicks during the majlis. Because when you go to the doctor to get an injection, he'll say, you'll get some pain. And I don't want the pain. He'll say, then go to some other doctor. Have you come to get the injection or have you come here to eat halwa? So you haven't come here to eat halwa, you've come here to get the injection. The cure. Such an injection that will deliver you straight to paradise. So have you seen what is tawbah? The same person who ate the interest riba, the people in the dunya said, look, Ajmi, he sat. A woman came, Ajmi. The same person, what happened? She said, my son, I can't find my son many days, he's disappeared. Someone's kidnapped him. And he said, have sabr, what's the problem? She said, so many days, my son, I can't find him. I only had one son. What shall I do? Where do I go? I don't know. He said, have you done dua? She said, I'm tired of dua. He raised his hands. Ajmi, say subhanallah. Because he was tired, he had done tawbah to Allah. He raised his hands. That this is the effect of dua. She went home and the child was at home. She asked him, how did you come? He said, I wasn't here. I was somewhere else in another country, in a town, in a city. And people picked me up and took me there. What happened then? He said, then this wind came, a gust of wind called out that this child deliver him to home. And I arrived home. So this is the power of dua of a taib, of a person who's done tawbah. The wali, he doesn't have the power. Where's the power? He had done true tawbah. Every true repentance, a person who does true repentance, wants wali Allah. And true repentance what? Is that a person starts to practice the sharia and the sunnah of Rasulullah. This is the sign of a person who's done tawbah. So brothers, you want to have horns on your head when you do tawbah? What's the demonstration, physical proof? The true lover of the sunnah, he doesn't care about the world. He takes the hand, the guidance, and he goes after that guidance. And he becomes a person full of barakah. There was a person who was being hanged. He was hanged. A few words I'm sharing with you about tawbah. What happens after tawbah? And he had committed murder. And the qadil, he's going to get the punishment here and in the hereafter. So he saw in the dream that he's in paradise. He said, how are you in paradise? How did you arrive there? You were given the death sentence. You had murdered in the world and you are wandering around in Jannah. He said, yes, I have arrived to Jannah. How? He said, that time when I was given the noose to be hanged, then Ajmi was walking past there. Ajmi was walking past. He looked towards me and I was being hanged. And he did dua for my maghfirah and Allah Ta'ala forgave me at that time. Subhanallah. So this is how a wali of Allah becomes shafa. His words, his vision, his eyesight, everything becomes beloved because he's done tawbah. And every person who does tawbah, repentance, becomes a wali of Allah. Just like that, just like Ajmi he becomes. There's no restriction. But what do we think? No, I can't be wali Allah, impossible. We don't want to do anything. Oh, he is good, go to him, that pious person. We'll ask him to do dua for us. We'll submit to him. We'll bow to him. You yourself become wali Allah, friend of Allah. Why don't you become a friend of Allah? Why don't you go to a friend of Allah, take his hand, do tawbah. And the tariqah, the Quran tells you, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha ja'aka al-mu'minat. My Nabi, when the believing women and men come to you and give them the pledge of allegiance and allow them to do tawbah. So when a man goes to a wali Allah friend, a sheikh, and he does tawbah there and he promises and he says, I accept that I will fulfill these promises, and he implements the Quran. Wastaghfirullah. Allah says, oh my Nabi, he's asked for forgiveness. So you raise your hands and do dua for this person. This is Quran. Look at the verse of the Quran. Wastaghfirullah. Oh my Nabi, Allah says, you pick your hands up and do dua. So even today the mashayikh say that when an individual goes, pledges allegiance to a sheikh, to a wali Allah, and does tawbah, repents, then Allah's Nabi in Medina raises his hands to do dua for that person. Then Allah comes to the assistance. Allah says, Inna Allah, oh my servant is asking forgiveness. My Nabi is doing dua forgiveness for him. Inna Allah, indeed, for sure. Allah says, I am Allah. No doubt, Allah says, look at this verse. Allah says, no doubt I'm Allah. This woman, this man, can he leave empty handed? They've done tawbah. Yes, wilayat is nothing. They are attaining Allah Ta'ala's nearness, qurb. Allah says, I am Allah. Inna Allah, ghafoor. I will forgive all of his previous sins. Oh, he was a zani, Allah, he was an adulterer, a thief. Allah says, leave that, finished, gone, disappeared. Wipe away his history. On that earth where he committed the sins, tell that earth to forget his sins. Allahu Akbar. Those places those places, he did sin under this tree, he committed this sin on this piece of earth, he swore at someone here. Allah says, order the earth. Immediately the angels say, oi, earth, forget the sins he committed, forget his history. They wipe it away, everything's gone, clean plate. Then Allah says, I'm not just Ghafoor, I'm Rahim as well. This is what the verse of the Quran says. Ghafuriyat, Allah says, not just that on its own, I am Rahim as well. Why? Because he's done tawbah, he's repented, my Nabi has raised his hands for him, so I want to give him some reward as well. Look at this, what we've learned today. Allah is Ghafur, and greater than Ghafur is what? Allah says, I want to give him greater than my forgiveness. And what is that? Allah says, I want to give him what? Then Allah Ta'ala says, bring all of his sins, previous, historical, and in the seas, even in the earth, in the skies, in the plains. A person says that when you go to the, I said, don't people commit sins in the planes? No, I just put the film, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I watch a few films when I'm in the plane flying from here. There, Allahu Akbar, 5,000 meters above in the sky, a man's committing sins. Look how that a person's made the things witnesses against his life, and music and singing and zina. He's looking at films in the air, in the plane. Yes, in the sky is a person, and all the wind there, the particles of the air and the clouds are witnesses against his sin. I said, you do these sins in the air, in the plane. How do you? He said, how else can I pass the time? Allahu Akbar, a mu'min is saying that I pass my time with the sins. I pass my time with music, watching dramas, watching films, and dirty scenes I look at. And I pass my time. I can't pass my time with the Quran. I can't pass my time with reciting Yaseen Sharif. I can't pass my time by doing Dhikrullah. I can't pass my time sitting with the Wali Allah. No. I have to commit the sins. Imagine the taste of us Muslims, that we pass our time in the planes watching dramas. We don't know what we're doing. And we think it's difficult, 1.5 hours in the plane, or let's go to Hazrat Sahib and sit in the Majlis and do Dhikr. We think it's such a big mountain of difficulty. Go to Hazrat Sahib, Dhikr until Ishraq. Oh, no, yaar, impossible, yaar. Oh, but if you show him 10 hours films in the night, he'll sit down and watch the films. Dramas, nonsense, rubbish, he'll watch. Hours he'll sit and watch. But in the morning for him, it's like, it's a big mountain, but shaitan and nafs has made him hard for him. Allah told us in advance that the person, he will put waswasa, the how he'll stop you doing the good deeds. So big, it's difficult. Morning, go Fajr, pray Salah, and then do Zikr to Ishraq. Oh, yeah, do Zikr. Such a big mountain, it's too hard. Yet, how much time is it? Very difficult. 45 minutes in the morning. What do you get for it? 45 minutes, what do you get? Maghfirat, forgiveness. One Hajj, one Umrah, Thawab. Allah's love, Allah's Radha, Allah's pleasure. All du'as accepted at that time. No, we can't do that. We can't do that. And if you're getting all of these things, and we have yaqeen, belief, I say so many people should be here. So many people that yaar, so many people that, for example, Marks and Spencer is open. Marks and Spencer is open. Morning, everything's free. Whoever wants to come, take free of charge. Everyone in town will go to Marks and Spencer's. And if today they say we'll put new stock, we'll fill up the shelves, Marks and Spencer's, and in the morning such a sale, whoever comes can take it free of charge for an hour. I say you won't get one square millimeter there. And if Allah says come in the morning, pray Fajr Salah, 30 minutes remember me, do my dhikr, my fakir is sitting, my wali, he will enable you, host you to do dhikr, he will do dua for your forgiveness, and do dua for your barakah, duas for your children, Allah's rahmah, duas, doors will be open, from the heavens to the earth, the angels will be sending their rahmas. And when you leave, you'll get one reward of Hajj and Umrah, 100% confirm. No, we can't go there. Very hard to do that. Who's got time to do that? No. And we will waste our lives after that. And we're fighting on the bed with shaitan. Oh, someone's gone to Pakistan fighting over land and money, and then they'll wake up in the night, and then he'll come to Zohar, Salah, Allahu Akbar, raise his hands. Miss the morning. What sort of drama life is this? The enjoyment is this. A person wakes up far away, comes to the morning prayer. Dhikr is taking place there. Let's go. And when you say to someone, do dhikr, inshallah, one day, he says loudly. I said, what's happened to you? Inshallah, do you want your inshallah to arrive to Pakistan that loud? Bolting is just here. You just have to do it here. So far, you inshallah, so loudly you said inshallah. Will you come in the morning? Inshallah. Rajab, subhanallah. First night of Jummah on Rajab. It's the beginning of Ramadan. Do tawbah today. And take the hands of this fakir. Learn dhikr. And Rajab, you'll get the stamp of Rajab, subhanallah. This individual, he has celebrated Rajab and he's attained Ramadan. Until Ramadan, he's got enjoyment. Is any man? Is any woman? For women folk, all night long, I will sit and just, you can phone me, I've got a special phone line. Nobody asks the women today, no one cares for the women folk. And we are big-headed, and no one asks the poor women folk, do you want to go to Jannah? Al-mu'minina wa'minat, muslimina muslimat, kanijina kal, saimina saimat, Allah says in the Quran. Allah mentions everywhere men and women together in the Quran, wa-dhakirin wa-dhakirat. Any wife, any child, any daughter, have you told them dhikrullah? Have you told them that learn dhikr? Have you told them the passion and desire that learn dhikr of Allah, Yusuf dhikr and Jannah? No, we don't care about the women. No, women, just at home. You just make kebabs today and put some salt less in the food and make some good kofta today and biryani today. That's what we care about the women. We don't care about our wives. Oh, she's stupid. She don't know about the deen, we say. And Allah is saying, then everything Allah is mentioning, Saimat, Kainat, Kainat, Allah Ta'ala saying, Kainatat, everything, both together Allah Ta'ala mentions. Equal. This is our deen of Islam. Why? Who? The women folk, your wife, your daughters, your wife will be the head of the whores in Jannah. Today her teeth are broken. They won't be broken there. Yes, they won't be, they won't have the wrinkles on the face. And the whores will be amazed and envious of their beauty in hereafter. Say subhanAllah. Do you understand my words, what I've said today? You want to do tawbah today, everyone? Do you come to Jummah tomorrow? No, inshallah, don't say that loud. You're sat here now, do dhikr in the morning, you're not going to give me any benefit if you come. Yeah, or you're going to give me £5 and then I'll get rich. Nothing. I'll do du'as for you, inshallah. I'll do du'as for you, I'll do du'as for your forgiveness from Allah. How long will it take? 45 minutes, that's it. You'll come for yourself, not for me. The door of the masjid is open, first class masjid, nice and warm. Come, do dhikr, sit down, celebrate Jummah, Fajr, du'as. And look how the sun comes out in the morning for you. So many angels descend at that time, you'll be shocked and amazed when they come to take part in dhikr. Angels, jinnat are sat in the dhikr majlis. Jinnat, the whole masjid is full of jinns at that time. Shall I tell you a story? That jinn spoke to me himself and explained that my grandfather is an ashik of this dhikr gathering. And he sat in the, I'm sat in the masjid, I'm telling you this. Ashik, he said, the jinn, my grandfather's an ashik. And he's living from the time of the sahaba. And he likes the dhikr so much. But our people, human beings don't like it. What's up to people if a jinn says this? And the people, the makhluk, the creation, the human beings, they does not penetrate their brains, these words. They don't understand. Say subhanAllah. We have heard about jinns now. Will you come now? Yes. At least you say, for the sake of Allah, come towards the dhikr of Allah. Why do I beg and plead? For this reason, my shaykh, he took a promise from me that go and tell people about dhikr. Give extreme dawah about dhikr to the people. That's why I keep on pleading to you. Otherwise, I don't have time. I'm also like you. I have to go home, drink tea, coffee. I know how to eat chocolates, have coffee and do gupshup and talk. I know how to do all of this as well. I'm not mad. I'm not mad that I just sit with you and talk with you all the time. But no, that if I've taken the hand of Allah's wali, then I have to fulfill the promise. I took the hand of my shaykh, he took a promise from me. Go where I'm sending you, do the work of the deen. Night and day do an action. Night and day do an action. What? That do fana, immerse yourself in the dhikr and the sunnah. Teach this to the people. Teach this to people. So this man keeps trying. With the broken down words, I keep on trying to explain to you. Yes. And a few hands, few people, poor souls have come and joined with me. They come, don't they? I trap them in that web, don't I? Eventually, let's see today who else comes into that web. Let's do durush, recite durush and do dhikr of Allah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا. اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في سمعي. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استقبلنا بسنته اللهم مستقبلنا بسنته اللهم مستقبلنا بسنته. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم دبرهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا. يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. اللهم دبرهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دبرهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.